I was flying helicopters before you were born, she said. I played with Jane and your dad when they were children. I've watched them grow up. But I stay the same. It's difficult to understand, I know.
Your father never understood, Aunt Jane said. Not really, but then... She suddenly turned to Robin, like a small girl might turn to her older sister for comfort. Robin held her close as she cried quietly, finishing the sentence for her.
But then, he was in love, and he did try. He tried so hard to understand, to work it all out. That's why he got interested in archaeology.
Dad? That sounded harder to believe than anything else. Matt couldn't imagine Dad loving anyone, except Mum, and that was all over and done with. Dad was a loner. He didn't do relationships.
He couldn't have been at your christening, Matt realized, his mind setting off at a tangent rather than follow the thoughts through.
He was giving us a clue, Robin agreed.
Telling us that Harper wasn't to be trusted.
That too.
Aunt Jane had pulled away from Robin and was dabbing her eyes with a tissue from her sleeve. What else? She asked, and Matt realized what was odd about the way Aunt Jane was with Robin. She treated her not as a child, not even as an equal, but more like an older, wiser friend.
What happens at a christening? Robin asked.
Well, you get your Christian name, Matt said.
What else? Robin prompted.
Well, water, the... He hesitated.
Had she seen that back then? Was this how her father had worked out the truth about the churches of Valderholm?
The sign of the cross, he said.
That's right. Arnold wanted us to find the treasure of St. John, and he wanted to warn us about Harper. He knew we'd work it out from his clue, just as he left clues for you on that website.
My clues were a bit easier.
Different, maybe, she corrected him. You have a way of looking at the world, of analysing it and working things out. Dad and me, she shrugged, we just know. Our minds make different connections, see different patterns in things, that's all.
We used to hunt for treasure when we were kids, Aunt Jane said. She'd recovered most of her composure now and was leaning against the side of the table.
Your father loved it. We'd leave clues for each other to work out. It was so funny how Robin would work out some things just like that.
She clicked her fingers.
But others, which I thought was so easy, she couldn't get at all. I imagine she thought the same about us.
Robin nodded.
Let's find treasure, she said. You said that, Matt. I assume you and Arnie did the same.
Matt nodded. He's still hunting for treasure now. Poor Dad. He never grew up either. Just grew old.
Not that old, Aunt Jane said sternly.
Then she smiled.
And we have treasure to find too, don't forget.
Yes, Robin agreed.
Time to get back to work.